Welcome to 3 Good Minutes with your host, Dr. Richard Wing.
Greetings to all of you. My name is Richard Wing, and this is 3 Good Minutes. At least we hope they're good for you. There is a wonderful book that was written in the late 90s by David F. Ford, clergy out of England, and it's called The Shape of Living. And I remember his first chapter where he begins by talking about the spiritual life, by identifying the fact that we are overwhelmed. Who do you know who could not say that of their life right now? We are overwhelmed. He says that you got to name it and deal with it and figure out what you're going to do about all of that. I know for myself, I've had all of these news feeds, about 10 or 15, and I backed off to 2 of them to go over the same thing over and over again. We're overwhelmed. All of us are, including myself. You know that. We all are. And I wonder what this story from Thomas More could say to us. A pilgrim was walking along a road when one day he passed what seemed to be a monk sitting in a field. Nearby, there was a group of the monks that were working on a stone building. And he said, "Oh, you look like a monk," the pilgrim said. "I am that," said the monk. "And what is the what's the work that's going on over there at the abbey?" He says, "My monks," said the man. "Hey, I'm the abbot, and the monks are working today." He says, "It's good to see a monastery going up," said the pilgrim. "They're actually tearing it down," said the abbot. "Well, whatever for?" asked the man on his pilgrimage. He said, "So we can see the sun rise at dawn," said the abbot. It's a lesson in what needs to be disassembled in our life. Get rid of it. Identify it. Get rid of it. Find a narrower path that leads to life. You know, there is a very famous person who said one time that the spiritual life is not about addition. Hey, here's what you need to do to really feel close to God. There's one more thing here. No, we're overwhelmed. He said, the spiritual life does not have to do with addition, but subtraction. Let us think about these things as it relates to our own lives. I am Richard Wing, wishing you all the best.